Basic Course, Lesson 3, Tape A, Side 1. Glossary. You will hear each word or term said twice with a short pause afterwards. Repeat aloud. Concentrate on both pronunciation and the correct tone. Cover the page as you listen. Then, after you've heard the Chinese word or term, attempt to spell it before you look at it. Pause the tape if you have to. 1.
朝鲜, 朝鲜.
An alternate form.
韩国, 韩国.
An alternate form.
北朝鲜, 北朝鲜.
An alternate form.
北韩, 北韩. Nan Chao Xian, Nan Chao Xian.
An alternate form.
Nan Han, Nan Han.
2.
The, the.
3.
德国, 德国.
Four.
俄国, 俄国.
Or
俄国, 俄国.
Five.
法国, 法国.
Or
法国, 法国.
Six.
国, 国.
Seven.
加州, 加州.
Eight.
美国, 美国.
Nine.
门, 门.
Ten.
哪儿, 哪儿的, 哪儿, 哪儿的.
11.
美, 美.
12.
美国, 美国.
13.
人, 人.
14.
日本, 日本.
15.
山东, 山东.
16.
上海, 上海.
17.
英国, 英国.
18.
越南, 越南.
19.
中国, 中国.
20.
青岛, 青岛.
Now go to the resource materials portion of Lesson 3, specifically to the number 11 to 99 portion. We'll briefly cover them here just for familiarization. They are part of this lesson. There are no new numbers to learn, just learning how to sequence your numbers, and the principle is extremely simple and very ordinary. Refer to the pages in the resource materials covering numbers and the tapes which accompany those pages for the number exercises. Here we will briefly go over the numbers for purposes of familiarization. Numbers 11 to 19 are formed by placing the Chinese word for 10 picture in front of the numbers 1 through 9 in this way.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
The next number would be 20. This is two tens, and that is what the Chinese say in this way. 20, two tens.
20.
30 is three tens.
30.
All the way to nine tens.
90.
To count from 20 to 29, you do the same as in 11 through 19, placing 20 in front and follow up with e or san, etc.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
You have other number tapes accompanying this. Now return to the glossary page. Refer to the enrichment section at the bottom of the page. Here are the enlisted ranks. Each one will be said twice.
军士长, 军士长,
上士, 上士,
中士, 中士,
下士, 下士,
一等兵, 一等兵,
二等兵, 二等兵,
三等兵, 三等兵.
Communicative exchanges. You will hear two speakers voicing the conversation which appears in the frame. Each sentence will be said twice with a short pause afterward. Without looking at the book, try to mimic the speakers, saying aloud to yourself what you hear. The second speaker will then reply again with a short pause afterward. Try to mentally retain what has been said. As you repeat it, allow your mind to absorb the meaning. Only after both exchanges have been repeated, refer to the English translation. If you did not get the meaning at the first time, then go back and listen again. You may stop the tape after the first frame. In order to study the notes below, or play the tape through its entirety to the end of the frames, studying the notes during the second reading. Begin now. Frame 1. 1A.
你是美国人吗? 你是美国人吗?
1B.
我是美国人, 我是美国人.
2A.
胡先生, 你是中国人吗? 胡先生, 你是中国人吗?
2B.
我是中国人, 我是中国人.
3A.
王太太, 你是英国人吗? 王太太, 你是英国人吗?
3D.
我不是英国人, 我不是英国人.
Frame 2. 4A.
胡小姐, 你是俄国人吗? 胡小姐, 你是俄国人吗?
4B.
不是, 不是.
4A.
你是法国人吗? 你是法国人吗?
4B.
是, 是.
5A.
马同志是德国人吗? 马同志是德国人吗?
5B.
不是, 他不是德国人。 不是，他不是德国人。
5A。
他是朝鲜人吗？他是朝鲜人吗？
5B。
是，他是朝鲜人。是，他是朝鲜人。
Frame 3, 6A。
你是美国人？你是美国人？
6B。
我是日本人。我是日本人。
7A。
他是美国人。他是美国人。
7B。
他是越南人，他是越南人。
Frame 4, 8A。
你是哪儿的人？你是哪儿的人？
8B。
我是上海人，我是上海人。
9A。
他是方宝兰的先生，他是青岛人，他是方宝兰的先生，他是青岛人。
10A。
他是哪儿的人？他是哪儿的人？
10B。
他是山东人，他是山东人。
11A。
你是哪儿的人？你是哪儿的人？
11B。
我是加州人，我是加州人。
Frame 5, 12A。
你们是日本人吗？你们是日本人吗？
12B。
是，我们是日本人。是，我们是日本人。
12A。
他们是韩国人吗？他们是韩国人吗？
12B。
不是，他们是越南人。不是，他们是越南人。
Frame 6, 13A。
方先生，你太太是哪国人？方先生，你太太是哪国人？
13B。
他是英国人。他是英国人。
14A。
他不是德国人吗？他不是德国人吗？
14B。
他不是德国人。张太太是德国人。他不是德国人。张太太是德国人。
And that ends the communicative exchanges. Drills 1 follow the same format as you had in the last lesson. Review them before you go to class to make certain you know what is expected of you. You will note that in some of the drills, the cues are given in Chinese. In others, the cues will be in English, and you will be required to come up with a corresponding Chinese word. We won't cover all of them.But note that in Drill C, you have two possibilities in your reply to the teacher. If the cue word given by the teacher is the same as the word used in the question, then your reply is affirmative. If the cue word is different, then you make a negative response. Drill F, you will find quite challenging. The key here is to listen carefully to the question word used, either 美国 or 哪儿的.And note that one will be answered by a country and the other by a place. Drill G makes you responsible to ask the question using 美国 or 哪儿的, depending on what the teacher says, either place or country. Drill H provides practice in negating the verb. Drill I provides practice in making questions with 吗, either a straight question or a negative question. Drill J provides practice on question words. Review this drill carefully. Drill K provides practice making negative questions on your own. Drills 2. They follow the same pattern as those in Lesson 2. The pattern is shown first at the top, reading across the page. Underneath are the choices you can use, selecting from each column the words you want to use in your sentence. A good review exercise for you will be to eyeball those lists of words and see how well you understand them and how quickly the meaning will come to mind. For these drills, we will simply read off the examples appearing at the top of each drill. Listen to these for purposes of comprehension. If you cannot follow them, then stop the tape and repeat. As you listen, study the pattern above and note the words which have been selected to make the examples. Here are the examples for Drill A.
张同志不是美国人,他是中国人。李太太是朝鲜人,他不是越南人。Drill
B. This pattern is very much the same. Here is the example.
张小姐不是北京人,她是哪个人? 胡美丽不是中国人,她是哪国人?
In Drill C, ask where within a country a person is from and where his spouse is from. Here are the examples.
王先生是俄国哪儿的人? 他太太呢? 赵美玲是山东哪儿的人? 他先生呢?
In Drill D, ask if some people are from a certain area, then ask where in that area they are from. Example.
你们是中国人吗? 你们是中国哪儿的人?
Drill E. State that someone doesn't have a certain given name. Say what his, her given name is and where he, she comes from. Example.
梁同志不叫宛如, 他叫慧然, 他是台湾人。
Drill F. State what someone's spouse's name is and where he, she comes from. Example.
毛城的太太是刘青, 她是台北人。
Drill G. Ask where someone comes from, then ask if he or she isn't a person from a certain place. Example.
李太太是哪儿的人? 她不是北京人吗?
Drill H is like Drill G, except start by addressing the person and asking his or her name.
同志,您贵姓? 您是哪国人? 您是法国人吗?
Drill I is a conversation drill. Ask someone where he or she comes from. Answer with city, state, province, or country. Drill J is a conversation drill. Student A asks student B a question about student C. Student B goes and asks student C, then returns and reports to student A. 2 ends with 2 pyramid drills. That is the end of drills 2. Now turn back to the glossary for lesson 3 and go to the classroom expressions following the list of military ranks. Classroom expressions.
你的发音不太好。我有一个问题。 王大年, 你问问题。 吴美玲，你回答。
你跟他说，请你翻成中文，请你翻成英文。
That's the end of the classroom expressions and the end of lesson 3, tape A, side 1.